Williamson County Commissioner Brent Gentry. Brent, I'm really glad you were able to join me this morning. I very often find that, you know, we talk about stuff and there's so much of it in so many different ways that I kind of get lose my way. Now, I, for many years, have been listening to Mayor Butler tell me about what TIF districts do for his town and how it's helped his town grow. But those were for businesses. Right. Now, there's a discussion about Cambria and their ability to have a residential TIF district. And I guess you'd want to incentivize people coming, but everything comes at a cost.
Well, you're right. First of all, I want to come across very clear that I'm not against TIFs. Okay, I'm not against commercial TIFs. Look at Mayor Butler and what the city council has done in Marion. Heron has a TIF now. Look at them booming up business now. That's great. That's the purpose of the TIF, because that brings in jobs and it's good for the economic growth, okay? I'm all for that. I won't be on the record for that. I also want to give let you know that this is my opinion on how I feel about TIF, okay? I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself. Well, there's hundreds of people or thousands of people that will agree with it, but this is my opinion. But what we're going to share today is facts, okay? This is not fiction. This is facts. But you are right. They've been very successful, but residential, I think you have to draw the line on.
All right, and we're talking about two residential products. When you do this, somebody doesn't have to pay taxes, but somebody else does, and they need to kind of cover that. I mean, is that an oversimplification, a way of looking at this? When somebody else doesn't, somebody else has to pay more?
Well, in this particular case, you have a few contractors that are wanting to build apartments, townhouses, and houses, okay? And basically, they'll get millions of dollars over 23 years of the life of the TIF. One thing that people don't really mention, that there's option also after 23 years for an extension of 12 more years, which does happen a lot. Okay, so if you're looking at probably 23 years plus 12. Okay, now the problem I have with residential TIF is because it puts other developers and landlords in unfair disadvantage. Because there's people out there that put in their own infrastructure, put in their own roadways, put in their own driveways, put in their own sidewalks. They didn't get any money for it. Okay, so it does come at a cost. So one of the contractors is asking for 65% of the money, of the TIF money, and the other is asking for 55% on his property.
About $4 million and one and $700,000.
Well, one of them $3,475,000, and I don't know off the top of my head what the other one is.
Okay.
So I don't blame them. It's nothing personal. I know both of them, and I don't blame them for trying to, you know, get some money to do this, make for a business. But at the same time, I represent 67,500 people. This is taken away from our tax base at the county, and it's taken away from the school and the airport and all of the taxing bodies. So, no, I don't think it's a fair shake. I driving over here today, I was trying to think the best way to describe this, and I don't know if this will come across right or not, but I just want the people to just listen to this for just a second. If you had to come up with $100,000 for a levy for taxing bodies with 100 people, that would be $1,000 per person, correct? Okay. So that's for the TIF. If you take out, let's say, 20 people that are no longer paying towards that levy, that's 80 people, correct?
Yeah.
Now they have to pay $1,250 a year instead of $1,000. So what I'm saying is when you take this into a TIF, somebody's got to pick up that void of that money not coming to the taxing bodies. It's just not Tri-C. It'll trickle all the way across the county. Because the bottom line is, when your EAV, which is assessed evaluation, which, thank God, we're in Carterville area and is growing naturally. Every year we're growing. People are coming there for school districts, okay? It's growing naturally every year. When your EAV goes up, your rate goes down. Rate is what calculates your taxes. Now, if this goes through, which I'm assuming it probably will pass, if this goes through, the EAV will flatline, okay, or possibly ticker down, which will increase your rates, which will increase your tax. So we're naturally growing. So I don't see, right now, they keep talking about the word blighted. Blighted means the property is not worth anything. It's sitting back, you know, no man's land. This is on prime property. This is on West Grand. It's on Cambria Road, frontage road, okay, by the high school. Okay, now Cambria is coming back and saying, well, you know, we need to do some stuff to downtown Cambridge, this and that. That's why we need the money. Okay. Well, there's a lot of towns in the same situation. Okay. Carterville's not doing a residential TIF, but they have commercial. Heron's not doing a residential TIF. They have commercial. And they have deals with the school district.
And that's where I want to jump in, because it seems like a lot of the anxiety that I've seen around this TIF vote in the residential TIF vote this afternoon has been concerns about the Carterville school system.
Yes.
And in particular, last night, the school board saying that if they vote yes, we'll take legal action.
They will.
All right. So how does this affect the schools? Can you give me the short story on this?
Well, number one, they're not going to get any taxes from it. Okay. For 23 years.
But they'll get more students. Because of the people living in the residence.
It's a catch. Yeah, and then what's that do? Okay, so, okay, they're going to get zero money off of it, okay, for 23 years, plus 12, chances are, okay? All right, now you have these apartments and stuff, people moving in, moving out, and your schools are getting full to capacity now. So if you bring in another 150 or 200 kids and they don't have the room for them, what do you have to do then? You have to add on. Who's going to pay for it? It's not going to be the developers or the village. It's going to be us, the taxpayers. You,
the people who are living inside the area that are not inside the residential TIF district will have to pick up the slack.
Right, right. If there's a void in anywhere on these TIFs, somebody has to pick up the difference. The pie gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and somebody's got to pick it up. I mean, I want to just read you something that came out 2 weeks ago. This is a legal briefing from the Tax Increment Financing, which is called TIF. This is from the Illinois Municipal League, which you're a smart guy. You know what that is. Here's the words that bother me. The use of a TIF all too often sets local government at odds with the school districts and the government. This should not be the case, as a properly designed TIF district is beneficial to all. So when I asked the attorney that night, does he consider this to be beneficial to all? He fumbled around a little bit, and then he started saying, well, I'm just doing what the village wants me to do, blah, blah, blah. When, in fact, he's the one that drew it up. All the properties have to be contiguous. There are some questions there. Again, this isn't anything personal. This is just business. I mean, I can't sit back knowing what's going to happen to the tax base. We're getting hit in the county all the time, the state cutting us back. Heck, we need everything we can get.
And the talks of the property tax freeze.
Yeah, I've talked to property tax freeze, which is another topic, which you don't get me started on that one. But
I think is this the short story is simply if we put something like this in place, that we'll have a bunch of school students coming into the school system and no money to reimburse the school system for the larger number of students because of the absence of taxes. Right. And, of course, and as you mentioned earlier, which is odd because I'd heard so much about the school system in particular that I had failed to really think about, that the infrastructure that's necessary to support developments like this or a new business, whatever the case, but the nature of that TIF district, residential business, the business category is a higher probability of putting it in as a benefit for all, whereas a residential is more like a benefit for a small portion of the community.
Right. And I'm going to give you another example. Okay, for instance, in Cambria, I got a lot of friends over there, and I've had a lot of people call me, and they're against it, okay, because they didn't feel like it's been transparent all the way. This started back in summer 2016. It's just now showed its head here the last 2 or 3, 4 months. And so people in Cambria really aren't sure what's going on and or how much they're going to be on the hook for paying for stuff. So, you know, Dollar General came in, 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know, whatever. They're not in a TIF. They didn't even ask for a TIF. They're just there. So they came there because they wanted to be there. So you don't have to offer everybody. Casey's is coming in. I don't know if they're in TIF or not. Apparently they're not, because there's not a TIF right now. They may come back and grandfather them. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sitting there, you know, in the decision.
That's something that I've seen a lot here. You know, I mean, it's like, well, let's put it on the big scale, the offer by the state of Illinois to attract the Amazon headquarters.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They gave them something. I saw one firm in Indiana, Hammond, Indiana. They had attracted somebody who makes SUV seats. They gave them $4 million in tax breaks, all right, to do that. And very often I think, wow, it's nice to get the new business, but what about mom and dad, Bill down the road, that have been laboring under that tax burden for years? I'm a big person when it comes to, I like to dance with them what brought me.
Yeah.
Right? That, you know, the people who have every day, but the new person, they get a break. The people who have been there, well, you know, sad to be you, huh?
Yeah.
Right? And right. That inherent inequity has always bothered me a great deal.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's been a lot of high emotions running over this whole vote, and I really don't like that part of it because
it's got it's gotten nasty,
hasn't it? Some people are saying stuff they really don't know what they're talking about, and but they have the right to speak and say what they want.
If you could take one of the myths that you have seen about this vote that you could dispel right now, would there be something on your mind? But because I saw the photograph you posted of the blighted area, and I'm going, no, it looks like a field to me. I see blighted.
That's
I see shambles and broken down buildings and, you know, houses broken over and windows, right? Because that was used for blighted for when it comes to gambling in Illinois. It was originally only supposed to go into blighted areas, if you'll remember. You know, but that what I saw was agricultural property.
I think if I had to think of a couple of things, it's just simply not true, is that number one, blighted area is simply not true. Okay, so that's prime property. All right. The second thing I think that people have a myth about is they say, well, you know, I was told that, you know, if they start a TIF that our taxes won't go up. Yeah, you're going to feel the pinch of taxes going up. Now, taxes go up. Don't get me wrong. Taxes will go up each year, you know, different. But remember, at the county level where I'm at, we only deal with assessments of your house, Tom. That's it. End of it. That's the end of our job. But it's the taxing bodies that make up that taxing bill is your taxes. I bet you're smart. You probably noticed it. On your tax bill this year, there was one line item that went down. Do you remember it? Which one that was?
There was a lot of lines, and I'm new
to it. Did you see one negative?
I didn't.
Because you looked at the bottom line, right?
Probably, yeah, I did.
Williamson County government went down. Okay?
That's right.
I've had three people say thank you for that because they look at the bottom line because that's human nature.
Right. It is.
And that's okay. That's okay. But
and that's after Ron Ellis had already told me and I still didn't look.
Well, Tom, that's just you. I'm sorry.
But I'm a bottom line. I do. I go, okay, well, that's the damage. It's got to be taken care of.
And I guess I am to the point where we get into meetings, whatever. I say, what's the bottom line here?
You know, well,
just jump through all the
as
hoops.
Long as you've been a county commissioner, you start looking on the second, third order of effect now. You start going, well, let's see what's in the sausage.
That's
something you've been doing since you've been a commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hear all the hoopla. Just what's the bottom line?
Right.
But the Williams County government did go down. And so we're thankful for that. It may not go down again, but I'm because of the way the state's cutting us, but you know what? But that is still something to be proud of, okay?
How much did state cut you, by the way, county?
Total on taxes this year is 12%.
12%
so
you
far.
Won't see returned?
Between income tax and everything, yes, everything.
Right,
12%.
That is
$100,000. So, again, we got to make up the difference.
Yeah, Carbondale is $700,000.
I will not, as long as I'm in office, ever pass anything but a balanced budget. It's no different than my checkbook, okay? And you can't spend more than you have coming in. Like, look at the state of Illinois. That's ridiculous, okay? I want to show you a tax bill. I'm not going to mention the name because actually I X'd the name off, so the name is irrelevant. I wanted to show you what a residential TIF does, okay? The tax bill total was $6,429. Of the $6,429, $6,352 went into the TIF fund, which leaves a grand total of $77 split up of the other taxing bodies. Now,
all right, now where does that TIF money go?
65% will go to the contractor, and the remaining part will go to the village or the town or whatever the case
is. That's their break.
That's their break. So $77 is left to split up between the other eight taxing bodies. Now, this goes on for 23 years. Now, if you call that fair, it's only fair part to that are the people that are doing the work and the contractors, okay? Everybody else is at a disadvantage. And when I'm telling you right now, when the EAV is going up naturally in Carterville and people are moving there, we're 43rd in the state for one of the top high schools, okay? It just came out this year. All right, so when people are coming in droves to Carterville now, why do we have to be giving money away for people to do that? Okay, so that's the rub I'm hearing from people, and they have a legitimate reason for that. But, you know, I want to just there's a small town in Williamson County that went residential TIF.
Did a residential TIF? I didn't know somebody else had done it. I thought this was the first.
It's almost the same size as Cambria.
Really? Okay.
I'm going to give you statistics. This is straight from the book, okay? In 2011 was their base year. their tax rate was 8.26. 2012, they started a TIF. It jumped to 8.67. In 2015, it went to 9.285%. So, to break that down.
So, in four years, you had a full percentage point increase.
Yeah, a little point. Okay, so, you take a $100,000 house, that would add $340 a year in taxes. Okay?
Right.
Cambria, the Tri-City area right now, we are the lowest tax rate in Williamson County with Marion and the rural areas. Right now, we're the lowest.
And that percentage is?
In 2011, it was 6.60. 2013, 6.9. 2016, 7.097, just under a half percent in all those years. So, you see the growth. It's called the EAV. It's what keeps that rate down.
And that's what's kept that rate down as opposed to going up from that 8.26 to 9.28 period in the other community.
Right.
And it's because of the EAV?
EAV.
Okay.
It's either flatlined or it's gone down. And so, you know, again, I can't stress, this is some people think it's all personal deal.
Is there a better way of doing it, Brent, than the TIF district? Is there another way to accomplish what they hope to accomplish without doing TIF?
They're doing it now. The construction's already started. They're doing it now. They're going to build these with a TIF, without a TIF. They've already putting in roads and everything right now without the TIF. So if you're doing it now without the TIF, why the TIF? Why should you help and turn around and put other developers and landlords in unfair disadvantage by giving them? I mean, you know, I know people that built subdivisions years ago. They never received anything. I mean, you know, and so that's the rub of everybody that I'm hearing from, okay, including people in Cambridge. They don't understand. It's very complex. This is very complex. The real simple formula is your EAV. If it goes up, your rate goes down. That's why we're the lowest right now. If your EAV flatlines or goes down, your rate goes up. That's the simplest way to put it. That's the bottom line to this, okay? And today they are voting at a real convenient time. They said
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock at the gym in Cambria. I do believe there's going to be some people abstain for conflict of interest or what could be one of my famous things that I'm against is nepotism. I think there will be a few, maybe three or so, might abstain from that I could see could and should. So the vote's going to come down, and then after it comes down, I guess the school has to move forward what they think is right, and that's put litigation against them. And I guess we'll see how it plays out. But I have a job to do, and that's protect the county, and that's all I'm doing. And I'm also a taxpayer.
Right.
So I'm not, and I will never be, personally, for a residential TIF.
Williamson
County. We could argue all we want, and we could agree or disagree, but I want to end on this. There are two things we know about life. We're going to always pay taxes, which I don't like doing either, but we're going to have to, and we're going to die, and I don't want to do that either.
News Radio WJPF, Williamson County Commissioner Brent Gentry.